The 9/11 report takes its place in the annals of panels commissioned to allay anger and anxiety in response to a national disaster or tragedy.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Whether the report can stay out of politics and produce concrete reforms remains to be seen. In World War II, a presidential commission headed by Supreme Court Justice Owen Roberts collected 15,000 pages of testimony trying to establish that no failure of the American military was responsible for the Pearl Harbor disaster. Chief Justice Earl Warren headed a commission named by President Johnson trying to assure a troubled nation that President Kennedy was not the victim of some conspiracy. But conspiracy theories continue to abound to this very day. In response to urban disorder in the late 1960s, President Johnson named a commission headed by former Governor Otto Kerner of Illinois, which found America moving towards two societies, one black, one white, separate and unequal. But its proposals for massive investment in the inner city were soon gathering dust. The same with the report of the Milton Eisenhower Commission on the Causes and Prevention of Violence, named by President Johnson after the assassination of Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy. So now the stunning unanimous report of the bipartisan 9/11 Commission, assigning responsibility even-handedly to two administrations for failing to protect Americans and calling for broad reforms in the intelligence community. President Bush named the commission reluctantly in response to expertly applied pressure by the families of the 9/11 victims. Yesterday he promised to carefully study all their proposals, but did not endorse the commission's recommendations. Senator John Kerry called for an emergency summit conference, if he wins, to start implementing the proposals for reorganization. Chairman Thomas Kane says, "We're in danger of just letting things slide. Unless we implement these recommendations, we're more vulnerable to another terrorist attack." If the report can be kept out of politics, it will be a latter-day miracle. The Family Steering Committee will see to it that candidates, national and congressional, will be challenged for their views. There will be pressure for a special session of Congress to take swift action. But as inquiry commissions of the past have shown, never underestimate the ability of a politician to avoid taking action. This is Daniel Shore.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.